as the judge told would-be jurors, another jury had already decided the former president sexually abused Carol in the 1990s. On his Truth Social platform, Trump wrote, "Carol's rape allegation was an attempted extortion involving fabricated lies and political shenanigans." In court, the judge told jurors their job was to answer the question, how much money will it take to get Donald Trump to stop? I'm Ed Donahue.
A barrage of U.S. coalition and militant attacks in the Middle East are compounding fears Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza is broadening. U.S. and British military strikes have failed to stop the assaults on Red Sea shipping by Yemen's Houthis. Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani tells the World Economic Forum,
it's needed to be contained. As I mentioned, military resolution will not bring an end for this, will not contain it. It's the contrary. I think it will create, you know, a further escalation.
Winter storms affecting much of the U.S., the latest freezing rain forecast in Oregon. This is AP News. It's well into Wednesday in Australia, and day four of tennis's Australian Open is about to get going. Graham Agar's recap, day three.
Men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz started slow but finished fast. They had to move into the Australian Open second round. The Spaniard, after a close first set, moved past the French veteran Richard Gasquet 7-6 and then 6-1, 6-2. Fifth seed Jessica Pegula led the American charge into the second round, straight setting the lowly ranked Canadian Rebecca Marino. Joining her in that round were fellow Americans Emma Navarro, Danielle Collins and Sloane Stephens in the women's draw, and Tommy Paul and Alex Mickelson in the men's. Bad news, though, for former champion Sophia Kennan, losing to the top seed Iga Swiatek. I'm Graham Agars.
And an NFL note, Philadelphia Eagles six-time All-Pro center Jason Kelce has told teammates he's retiring after 13 seasons. That word from three people informed of the decision. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
A low of 8 degrees below zero tonight with southwest to west winds at 7 to 13. More bitter cold. It looks like Wednesday will be with a high of 12 degrees, variable clouds, and west winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday night, negative 3 with scattered clouds and brisk. And Thursday, a high of 11 with a 40% chance of light snow or flurries at night. Flurries in the morning Friday and a high of 12.
100.9 WRCO.
It's a good life, long as I got you. Come on. Yeah, mercury's been rising. Everybody's summertime. And you're shining like a diamond, looking so good, sitting right there. It's a good life, long as I got you, girl, it's alright. Rolling down the road like it ain't nothing. Keep them kisses coming, you know that I love it when I see you singing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon, but baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
Something ain't right. You want me to kiss you and to hold you tight. I love it pretty, baby, when you're coming on strong. I work a lot better when you turn me on. You're the only one with a key that'll fit. And when you get me started, girl, I ain't gonna quit. You've got the kind of love that keeps me running strong. I work a lot better when you turn me on. Without your loving, I can't do nothing. I need your fingers pushing my button. I prove it to you when we're all alone. I work a lot better when you turn me on. I work a lot better when you turn me on. action is good for my heart. We make a good connection, girl, I'm ready to start. Get ready, cause I'm gonna love you all night long. I work a lot better when you turn me on. Without your loving, I can't do nothing. I need your fingers pushing my button. I'll prove it to you when we're all alone. I work a lot better when you turn me on. I work a lot better when you turn me on.
Here's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know. Cause I'm finding an angel off my list, thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you
around me late at night. Pillow talk by candlelight. Gonna slow this down and make it last. Best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile and every it all is.
Good evening and welcome to High School Boys Basketball. Tonight's featured broadcast as the Wisconsinites Vanguards at the Richland Center Hornets. And we'll have a call coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. A look at the area schedule is next, followed by a conversation with Richland Center Boys Basketball coach Brian Pulse.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs make up a girls' game at DeSoto. Westby will be at Luther, Nisida at Brookwood, Hillsboro at Cashton, Bangor at New Lisbon, and Waniwak Center at Royal. Seneca visits Viroqua, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, River Valley at Darlington, Barneveld at Highland, Toma at Mauston. In boys' basketball, Lancaster at Belmont, Highland at Potosi, Fenimore at Southwestern, Riverdale is home against Darlington, Mineral Point at Iowa Grand, Cuba City at Boscobel, Cassville at River Ridge, Lafarge at Seneca, Ithaca is at Wazika-Steuben, DeSoto at North Crawford, Viroqua at Luther, Black River Falls at Westby, Bangor travels to Oneiwok Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, Brookwood at Alma Center. It's Toma at Mauston. And coming up on WRCO, Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center in area boys basketball.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles joins us as we lead toward game time between the Hornets and Wisconsin Heights Vanguards. Well, Brian, you suffered a loss last week to Prairie du Chien, and maybe you could talk about that game first.
It was what we expected. I think we just, unfortunately, in that second half there, they wore us down, and we just weren't able to sustain the mental and physical effort that we needed to. You know, it was an 8-point game at halftime. I felt it could have been a bucket or two closer. So we didn't play badly in that first half. But as that second half started, you know, we just it was a culmination of those little things that finally added up and just kind of put the game out of reach. And you know, it's unfortunate. We wanted to show better than that in that second half, but it goes to our continued theme of this season, just focusing on the consistency that you need to be able to compete night in and night out, and we didn't have it on Thursday.
I think there was a turning point where you kind of made a little bit of a run in the second half. They blocked a shot, and then in transition, they scored quickly, and their transition game kind of was pretty good too, wasn't it?
Yeah, those big 4 or 5 point swings, you know, we've had several of them over the course of a season, and they're big moments in the game because, you know, as you said, you have a great opportunity to, you know, cut it to a more manageable, closer score, and it actually turns into a quick opportunity the other way, and they're able to capitalize. So it definitely takes away your momentum. You know, during those timeouts, our focus is, okay, we just got to reset. You know, you can't get it all back at once. You got to chip away, and it's one at a time and stack a score and a stop. And so we're just going to continue to focus on those little things and get better every single time we have a chance.
RC boys basketball coach Brian Poles on the pregame show.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee M12 heated jackets and apparel. The M12 red lithium battery technology can run up to 8 hours with heating zones on the front and back and has a quick heat function that warms up 3 times faster than similar products. Browse the Milwaukee heated apparel, including Axis and Tough Shell jackets, hoodies, women's, and more at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Did you know that nearly everyone will have an HPV infection in their lifetime? Half of all HPV diagnoses are high-risk strains, which can contribute to diseases such as cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
Hi, this is Julie. Stop in at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and enjoy some great savings on Christmas decor at 50% off and winter decor at 30% off. Some exclusions apply. At Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. New hires currently receive a $1,000 sign-on bonus too. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues on WRCO with Brian Poles, head boys basketball coach. Brian, it's a unique opportunity. You play a non-conference opponent, Wisconsin Heights, twice in 1 year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how both teams react. You know, of course, in conference, we play everybody twice. You don't get a chance to play a non-conference team twice in the course of a season. So having that already under our belts, playing them at their place before Christmas, now we get them returning the favor here at home. It will be interesting to see, you know, the progress we've made. I think, you know, we match up fairly well with them. I think the offense that they like to run, we were able to, you know, make some adjustments that first game. It's going to be, you know, how many small little adjustments do they make to try to be a little bit more successful offensively. We saw a lot of 2-3 zone against them, and we did a pretty decent job of moving the basketball and getting it to our spots and getting some opportunities around the rim. We're going to need to do that again, and you know, we'll see how it goes.
Moving the ball around that 2-3 zone, you can get some threes if you're hitting those, you know, depending on how well they're guarding the arc.
Yeah, and I think where we're at in our development stage, it's really important to play inside out against the zone, especially, but in general, you know, we get better opportunities when that ball gets to the paint, whether that's a post touch or, you know, we get someone from the wing to be able to penetrate and get that ball in the middle of the floor. You just create so many options. So, you know, tomorrow night against that zone, that's really got to be our focus, is whether that's the high post or the short corner, to get that ball there and then to move off of that and see what options you get. You know, as far as our outside shooting, that's something, a skill in progress for us. We've at times for small stretches shot the ball pretty well. And then there's been times where we've struggled. And the struggle is when you're playing a little bit too quickly and your shot selection isn't where it needs to be. So that has to be a focus of ours.
With the game tonight, you're looking at games coming up here later this week. In fact, you'll be traveling to Lancaster, starting to see a few of these teams. You'll be seeing them the second time around here before too long in the conference, won't you?
Yeah, we're about to flip the schedule to the second time through. You know, Lancaster will be our last one before we do that. You know, following their scores, I think, you know, they're a young team as well. They've got a nice group of sophomores coming up. And I think, you know, two of their better players are two sophomores that are going to be really good. Any given night, you know, they're a little bit like us in that, you know, they've played some really tough teams really, really well. And then so there's been some other nights where, you're a little surprised at that score, but I think, you know, it's a conference game. It'll be Friday night, and I think we're going to get their best. So that's what we have to be ready for.
Yeah, that sounds good. And how about the team health-wise, Brian?
I think right now we're actually okay. We had a stretch there where there were so many illnesses going around, and I think we've finally gotten through that. Injury-wise, you know, as good as can be at this point of the year. So now, after the break, just trying to get back into the groove of school and the regular repetition of practice and the one or two games per week. So just trying to get back into that that regular flow.
Hard to believe you're over halfway through the schedule, isn't it?
I know. I think looking at the calendar, there's really only about 6 weeks of the season left, and it does go quickly. And that is it's something we talk to the kids about. These seasons go so fast. The years go so fast. So just wanting to make sure that you know, we're taking it, you know, the every opportunity that we get and using it to the fullest.
Sounds good, Brian. Good luck against Wisconsin Heights.
Thank you, Phil.
That is it for tonight's pregame show on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's action. It is Richland Center coming in at 2-12, 6-6 for Wisconsin Heights. Earlier tonight, Richland Center was a winner over the Vanguards in JV action, 48-23. It is family night, so each player got a chance at some public speaking, taking the microphone and describing their parents and applauding them. And so each player got that opportunity. It is also senior night tonight, and a special mention was made of the two seniors, Hayden Bindle, who's one of the Hornet captains, and Tommaso Gherardi, who's an exchange student from Italy. And certainly both players have been great leaders on the team this year. Coming up, more from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the Hornets and the Vanguards. Tonight's featured game on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Downtown Richland Center has a buzz, and it's coming from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Los Amigos is at 100 North Main Street with great food, great service, and a great atmosphere. From the first bite of the salsa and chips to the last bite of fried ice cream, they serve authentic Mexican cuisine that will tantalize your taste buds. Deliveries available along with carryout, dine-in, curbside service, and don't forget gift cards. Call 383-0684 for Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant in downtown Richland Center.
Wisconsin tonight, Richland Center tonight, an area boys basketball from WRCO Radio. Right now, a few more announcements being made to the crowd that is gathered here, and we will have our Pledge of Allegiance here as we get set for game time tonight prior to the Vanguards and the Hornets.
Pledge
Our Pledge of Allegiance prior to game time tonight here at Richland Center High School. The Iowa Grant Panthers, the former spot for head coach Nolan Krentz, who's in his first year as head coach of the Wisconsin Heights Vanguards. He has one returner from a year ago, John Vosburgh, who is their leading scorer. Otherwise, they lost a lot to graduation. Four starters from last year's team lost last year. Leading scorer is Michael Fenscali. He has 12 over 12 points per ball game. John Vosburgh nearly 12, and Reed Adler averaging nearly 11 points a game. Michael Fenscali averaging just over 6 rebounds a game, and Reed Adler around 5. And Reed Adler is also the leading assist person, giving out about 4 per game. For the Hornets, Wes Bosworth, the leading scorer, averaging over 12 a game. Liam Fingerson over 9, and Jaden Shep over 6 points per game. Wes Bosworth, the leading rebounder, nearly 9 a game. Liam Fingerson, 6, and the leading assist person, Tyler Woodman, and Wes Bosworth, nearly 2 assists per game. Teams being introduced for the folks that have gathered here for the Vanguards. They are starting out with number 2, Ethan Myers. Number 5, John Vosburgh. Also, starting tonight, Reed Adler, number 4. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Nathan Petrowski, and he is wearing number 10. For the Richland Center Hornets, Liam Fingerson will get the starting nod here tonight, along with Garrison Weiss, and he'll be in the backcourt, along with the Richland Center Hornets, Liam Fingerson, Wes Bosworth, Garrison Weiss, and then Jaden Shep gets the start tonight, along with Brady Dosh. Tip is controlled by the Hornets, and we're underway. Ball on the right side, Dosh at the point. Right side, Fingerson down to the baseline. Weiss makes a move low and scores. Hornets get a basket just 20 seconds into it, and they put on some backcourt pressure. The Vanguards take it across the timeline, and Vosburgh holds it up. Nearly stolen away on the cross court. Adler hands it off now, and around the wheel it goes. Fenscali now dishes off to Vosburgh. Dishes low, posting up the Vanguards. They're cut off, nothing there. They'll fire it back out. Adler, top of the circle. Petrowski on the left side now to Myers. He drives to the paint, nothing. And the Vosburgh pass goes to the left side to Petrowski. They'll work it from the baseline. Now kick it to the corner. Quick move, Myers. He's cut off by the Hornets. Good defense. Hornets in a man-to-man defense to start out here tonight. Vanguard's a little light of day on the baseline. They'll go in for a shot. It is knocked out of bounds, blocked by Garrison Weiss on the attempt by Ethan Myers. So it will be Vanguard's basketball along the baseline, and they will put it in play. Petrowski brings it in. There's Fenscali posting up low, goes in with left hand, too hard, put back good. On the put back there was John Vosburgh, and it is now a 2-2 ball game. So the Hornets will try to answer as they bring it into the front court. Brady Dosh back to Liam Fingerson. Now Dosh on the left wing. Dosh brings it back to the right side. There's Shep for three on the way. No good. Rims off to the corner and out of bounds. It will be Wisconsin Heights basketball. Vanguards and Hornets playing earlier this year with Richland Center coming out on top, 49-36. Wes Bosworth had 15 points in that game. Michael Fenscali, 16, led Wisconsin Heights. Pass on the left side now for Heights. Fenscali works it near side, Myers. Top of the wheel, Vosburgh. Cuts low, kicks to the corner. Three on the way, shot by Fenscali, no good. And the rebound by Wes Bosworth and the Hornets. Bosworth walks it across the timeline, and now we'll set it up. Vanguard's back in that 2-3 zone. Dosh, Bosworth, and now Jaden Shep. Shep, now to Dosh, left wing. Pass inside to Bosworth. He draws the crowd, scoops it back to Dosh. Now Fingerson, right side, Jaden Shep. Shep throws it low, tipped out of bounds by the Vanguards. Get your Richland Center Athletic Boosters raffle tickets. They'll be giving away some cash coming up here during the month of February, drawing each day. Tickets on sale at your Hornet events. Ball comes in play. Dosh top of the wheel. Bounce feed into Bosworth. Wes is trapped. Throws back to the corner. Shep gets around the defender. Cut off low. Now scoops it inside to Bosworth. Knocked away by the Vanguards. And Scully with a knock. Here's Myers with the ball. And the Vanguards to Vosburgh on the near side. John left side. Now right side Petrowski. He gives it to Reed Adler just up from the baseline. And he'll drive out toward the half-court line. Adler looks to the inside. Hornets cut him off. And the Vanguards proceed over to the left side. Here's Fenscali to the corner. And Petrowski has it knocked out of bounds. Got it off of the hands of Garrison Weiss. And Garrison must have got it off the Vanguards. and that'll belong to the Hornets. It's a little bit of mix-up on the inside, and the Hornets guard the house. So tied at 2, 15 minutes remaining in the first half. Fingerson left side, right side dash. Back to Shep, inside, stolen away by the Vanguard. Taken now by Petrowski, and he'll wheel it up to the right side. Fanscali cut off, gives back to Adler. Left side, Bosper. Free throw line knocked away by Shep. Good steal by Jaden Shep. He's off to the races. He'll stop for a three. On the way, no good. Rebound, Garrison Weiss in the lane. It's poked away, picked up by Fingerson. Back to Dosh. Brady now back to Jaden Shep, and the Hornets will set it up. Jaden just across the half-court line. Quick entry pass to Bosworth. Stolen away by Petrowski and the Vanguards. So Wisconsin Ice protecting the house very well early on. Bosberg, Adler, Reed drives, throws to the corner. Fanscali cut off deep baseline, knocked out of bounds again. It's going to be off of Wisconsin Heights. Hornets trap them, and there's really nowhere to go, and the Vanguards turn it over for a second time, almost in the exact same spot on the floor. Popcorn, rated an A tonight, Supper of Champions at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Brady Dosh brings it across. Fingerson down low. Weiss there is. Tough shot. No good. Knocked away. Picked up. Reverse lay-in. Won't go. Rebound Vanguard. Bosberg with the basketball. Off to Adler. Reed will walk it across the timeline. Bosberg to the baseline. Petrowski drives out of danger. Back toward the top of the circle. Leaves it low. Tough shot. Good. And a plus one. And Wisconsin Heights leads. John Bosberg with the basket. And he'll go to the line for the free throw. Foul is called to number 40, Garrison Weiss. First foul of the game. Into the game, first substitution, is Tyler Woodman. Garrison Weiss will check out. Free throw in the air, and it is good. So Vosberg completes the three-point play. 5-2, Wisconsin Heights. Dosh brings it up to Woodman. Tyler right wing, back to Brady. Left side, Shep. Straight to Shep, just into the ballgame. Shep back to Dosh. Out of Woodman, right wing. Tyler nowhere to go. Scoops it back to Bosworth. West directing traffic. Holds it above his head. Now uses the dribble. Takes it back to the point guard area. And the Hornets looking for a clean shot. Haven't had very many clean looks yet. Ball to Dosh, left wing. Brady yo-yos the dribble. Brings it back to the right side. Fingerson lobs to Bosworth. Down low. Knocked away by Heights. Picked up by Bosworth. West leans in. Shot won't go. What for? And the rebound pulled down by the Vanguard. Bosberg up ahead. Sander. Now Adler. Adler goes in and lays it in. Good. Reed Adler with his first basket. It is 7-2 Vanguard. 12:44 remaining in the first half. Dosh drives right side. It's picked. Now he'll throw it down to Fingerson. Liam in the lane goes up, and a two-shot foul situation coming up. He is fouled in the process. First foul on the Vanguards. This is on Petrakowski, and he heads to the free throw line. Liam, first free throw is good. Nothing but net. That'll make it 7-3. Vanguards return Ethan Myers to the lineup. And a second throw now for Fingerson. It is on the rim and no good. Rebound taken down by the Vanguards. Adler walks it across the timeline. 12:30 remaining here in the first half. Vanguards with the ball. Myers, left wing, nothing. Drops it down low. Backing in Fanscali. Fanscali is going to be fouled on the back end there by the Richland Center Hornets. They were fronting and backing, and this one going to be number 23, Tyler Woodman. His first, team's second. 7-3 Wisconsin Heights. Ball comes into Bosberg. Back to Fanscali. Throws it low. Woodman picks it up. Tyler with the basketball, and now he'll run it. Throws it high, intended for Shep, and out of bounds. It'll come back to the Vanguards. Into the game for Wisconsin Heights. Number 10, Nathan Petrakowski. And see, for the Hornets, looking down the line, looks like the lineup will stay the same. And the Vanguards with the basketball. Reed Adler walks it, throws it left side to Myers. Myers on the wing, back to Petrakowski. And he'll drive. Nothing there. Fires back to Adler. Both teams, good defense. Could be a low-scoring game tonight, and every time I say that, then it winds up to be 70-67 or something. But this one's starting out. Both teams deliberate in the style. A lot of passes before they look. Zach Sander, the sophomore, throws it inside to Mossberg. He'll kick it back to the corner. Adler, Wisconsin Heights, controlling the ball now on a drive, firing a shot up and no good on the shot by Adler. Big collision there, but a foul was called before the shot. That'll be on Brady Dush. His first, team's third. So the Vanguards put in play the ball from the baseline. Looking now is Adler to the corner. Petrukowski, three on the way, no good. Tipped around, rebound Woodman. Tyler brings it across the half-court line. Accelerates on the right side. He's cut off. Fires to the corner. Shot for Shep for three. Got it. Nice one from Trayton Shep. And the Hornets are within one with one fell swoop. 7-6, Wisconsin Heights. Right side, Myers. Back to the top of the wheel, Vosburg. Makes a move left. Fires in now to Reed Adler. Adler down deep. Tough shot. Trap. Fires it out. Three try, Wisconsin Heights. Good for Myers. Funny game, this basketball. Neither team makes a basket, and all of a sudden you've got threes on both ends, and that makes it 10-6 Wisconsin Heights. Creighton Shep back to Brady Dash. Now to Woodman. Tyler throws it low, kicked by the Vanguards, and out of bounds. It will belong to the Hornets along the end line. Coming back in is Jaden Shep. Brady Dash will come out. Hornets make a quick switch, and now Brian Poles wants a timeout. 10:36 remaining first half. Wisconsin Heights 10, Richland Center 6, in area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com. Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The final in girls basketball, Luther over Westby, 74-42. Prairie du Chien has defeated Decorah, 58-53. Ithaca and Wazika Steuben tied at 11 in boys basketball tonight. Quick inbound for the Hornets. Woodman with a lay-in in the lane. It won't stay. And the rebound pulled down by Petrukowski. And the Vanguards fly the other way now. Darlington leads River Valley, 11-5, beginning of girls basketball tonight. Vanguards operating to the left side. Sander now back to Adler, throws it inside. There is a turnaround shot on the way, no good for Vosburg. Ball is tipped and lost out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards along the baseline. Nolan Krentz, head coach of the Vanguards, again spent some time at Iowa Grant of the always tough SWAL conference. Now in the Capital South. Pass comes in play for the Vanguards. Ball on the left side. Myers pulls up from the wing. Won't shoot. Kicks it back. Top of the circle. Petrukowski baseballs it over to Reed Adler. Adler off the screen. Moves. Gives it back. Top of the circle. Under 10 minutes remaining in the first half. And the Vanguards will work it back door. Nice pass. Shot is up and good. The assist for Myers and the basket by Vosburg. That makes it 12-6 Wisconsin Heights. Vanguards bring it along the near side. Woodman lobs it low and out of bounds. Intending it for Fingerson, and the ball comes back to Wisconsin Heights. Into the game, number 15, Austin Stevenson for the Vanguards. Seneca girls leading Viroqua 27-24. Battle of teams that somebody needs a win. badly, and somebody's going to get it tonight. Both teams have struggled early. Ball comes in play, and now the Vanguards take it across the timeline. Fanscali in the corner, called for traveling. Vanguards turn it back to the Hornets. And it will come back to the Hornets. Jaden Shep in the backcourt. Brother Treyton on the right side. Bosworth in the middle. Now Shep, right side, Treyton. Back to Woodman, top of the circle. Dribbles inside, lobs high, near side. Shep from the near side. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Fingerson. Liam back in the crowd, and he is fouled on the floor. That'll be the second foul on the Vanguards. So they'll mark that off with 9:08 remaining in the first half. Liam Fingerson will be the inbounder. Liam looking, finds Woodman. Left side, Shep, corner, Bosworth, and now back to Woodman. Top of the circle, guarded tightly. Now the pass comes back to the near side, Jaden Shep. Treyton, now high post, Bosworth lifts it over there to Woodman. Three on the way, Hornets in and out. Rebound Bosworth, put back, no good, but he's fouled. Hornets struggling from the outside, but they'll try their luck at the free throw line now. Foul is on number one, Michael Fanscali. This will be the third foul on the Vanguards. And Wes Bosworth at the line. Free throw is good. It sticks around. That makes it 12-7. John Vosburgh returns to the floor for the Vanguards. And Wes Bosworth takes his second shot, this one in the air, and that one is good. Bosworth, 2 of 2. That makes it 12-8. Heights in the background, and they're going to try to get it over to Petrikowski. He'll take it across the timeline, and now the Vanguards will set it up. 8:40 remaining in the first half. They lead it by 4. Turnaround shot by Vosburgh. It's good, and they lead by 6. John Vosburgh with 7 points tonight. 14-8, Wisconsin Heights. Hornets into the front court. Woodman lobs to the baseline. There's Jaden Shep. Gets around the defender. Back to Woodman. Woodman on the left wing. Right wing, Jaden Shep for a three. It is good. A three apiece for the Shep brothers tonight. It makes it 14-11. And the Vanguards trapped. They'll take it across the timeline now. Right side, Myers throws to the baseline. Petrikowski lifts it near side. There's Sander. Nothing to do, throws it out, and now they'll set up the offense on the left side. Bosworth, heavy pressure, and a foul called on the Hornets. That's on Wes. That is his first. Team's fourth. Into the ballgame for Richland Center, number 3, Brady Dush. Pass comes in play, caught by Vosburgh. Drives around the double team, hangs in the lane, and scores. John Vosburgh with 9 points. That makes it 16-11. Hornet basketball, Dosh, right wing, left side, Jaden Shep knocked away. Vanguards, oh, nice steal. Myers stays in bounds, drives and scores. Good athletic effort. Now how he tightrope the sideline, but a real hustle play. That makes it 18-11, Wisconsin Heights. And there is a foul called to the Vanguards on the Hornet ball handler. That'll be on Myers. That's his second. Into the game for the Vanguards, number 11, Zach Sander. Ethan Myers checks out. And Richland Center puts it in play. Jaden Shep with the basketball. Jaden off the dash, high post to Bosworth, and knocked away. Picked up by Petrikowski. He gets the steal, takes it across the left side. Austin Stevenson now throws it right side to Reed Adler. Vanguards working it. Hornets trying to put the trap on. Nothing. Ball comes around the horn to the near side. Down to the baseline. Adler holds it up. Now drives. Tough shot off the glass and good. Reed Adler with his second field goal. Vanguards by 9, 20-11, and a foul called in the backcourt. Foul called at number 11, Zach Sander. That's his first. Among the Wisconsinites, top wins. They were winners against Dodgeville. First game of the year, 50-44. Had a win against St. Ambrose Academy, Boscobel, Kickapoo, Weston, and Poinette this year. Garrison Weiss back in the ballgame. It's tipped on the pass to him and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. trailing 20-11, trying to get some offense going here tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Cuba City boys leading Boscobel 25-21. Wazika Steuben leading Ithaca 26-25. Tight ball game. Pass goes inside, and the Hornets have it knocked away. Weiss gets it back. Garrison throws it left side. There's Jaden Shep. Shep on a quick move, throws it low and out of bounds. Attending it for Garrison Weiss. It will be turned back to the Vanguards. Here comes Hayden Bindle into the game on senior night. Coach Poles commenting on Hayden. Comes from a class of not as many participants in basketball, so he's kind of been the lone wolf for a few years, all 4 years out for basketball. And appreciated the fact that he has stuck it out and become a captain this year. Vanguards work it inside. Tough shot, no good. Foul called on the Hornets. And that'll put John Vosburgh at the free throw line, shooting two. Foul is down number 40, Garrison Weiss. That is his second. And Vosburgh, who is 1-for-1 at the line, takes aim. This one is good. That'll make it a 10-point lead for the Vanguards, 21-11. Second throw now for Vosburgh. In the air, on the rim, and that is good. For the senior, that makes it 22-11. Hornets with a basketball. Jaden Shep, Chooks goes left side. Throws it to Trayton Shep, down low. Weiss inside Bosworth. Tough shot, no good. Foul call. Shooting foul for the Hornets. And the call is against number 15, Austin Stevenson. That is his first. We'll be back here on Thursday night. Richland Center girls playing host to River Valley. Second time around for the girls in the conference. This one is missed by Bosworth. He will get one more. And coming up Friday night, the Hornet boys travel to Lancaster. Free throw is no good and chased down by the Vanguards. Hornets miss a chance to get a little closer. Ball comes across to Vosburgh. Down to the baseline, Stevenson. Stevenson now gives to Petrakowski. Right side, Adler. Adler off a dribble, fires it baseline, and there's Petrakowski backing in. Nothing, kicks to the corner. On a drive, Reed Adler hangs in the air. Tough shot, stays. Reed Adler gets the roll. Hornets push it now up to Weiss. His pass deflected and picked off by the Vanguards. 24-11, Wisconsin Heights. They can take it up by more. Left side, 5:20 remaining here in the first half. Zach Sander, right side Petrakowski, off a screen. Stevenson yo-yos the dribble, looks low, throws it inside. There is a break and a tough shot up and good by Reed Adler. He's got 10 points quickly, and the Hornets quickly trail by 15. 26-11, timeout. Richland Center, 5 minutes, 6 seconds remaining in area boys basketball. First half here at the Fieldhouse on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Mullen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Mullen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, a proud member of the WRCO Radio Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse after a Hornet timeout. Coach Paul's trying to get the team going again here a little bit. Their offense has certainly struggled and not had a lot of good looks. Wisconsin Ice deserves some of the credit around the defense. The Hornets have turned it over, and they turn it over again. Pass left side picked off by Sander, and a traveling call down Wisconsin Heights. It will go back to Richland Center. North Crawford leads DeSoto 32-20 at halftime. Westby up on Black River Falls 32-25. That's in boys basketball tonight. Here is Shep to Shep, and a high pass, and the Hornets throw it away at midcourt. It comes back to the Vanguard. Hornets with a turnover bug biting them here tonight. And the pass comes in play for the Vanguard. Left side, Mossberg, down to the baseline. Sander, Mossberg, kicks it out. Ball fake, now three-time Myers, and it is good. Ethan Myers nails it. The Vanguards are off and running tonight. 29-11, they lead the Hornets. Pass goes to Trayton Shep. Now Jaden Shep, knocked away by the Vanguards. Jaden, now picked up by Bosworth. Over to Trayton, down to the corner. Held up now by Bindle. Bosworth goes back inside to Fingerson. Reverse lay-in is good. So Liam Fingerson gets his first basket. It is 29-13. Just over 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Wisconsin Heights walking it. Reed Adler goes right side to Myers. Adler catches, throws it low. Now they'll kick it back out. Myers down low. Petrakowski moving and now tripped up by the Hornets for their sixth foul. Vanguards will have it on the out-of-bounds line. Late starts for several schools today. I'm not aware of Wisconsin Heights, but the Hornets